The Grand Marais Art Colony was established in 1947. Its mission? To provide services to artists, promote art education, and nurture art in our community. Joining us now is Ruth Pizarro, Program Coordinator at the Art Colony. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. Great to be here, Tracy.
Spring is in the air at the Art Colony.
Yeah, in a little way. I think we've got a lot of stuff coming up that's more toward the spring, so we always have one foot in the present and one 3 months out.
This is true. You guys have to be super planful, and you got to get everything rolling so it actually appears like magic to everyone.
Right.
When the time comes.
It does. Yeah, it just happens.
Now, you have something very special on your a brand new...
Yeah, it's called an award, the Eric Thomas Emerging Artist Award, and it's in memory of Leah Thomas's brother, Eric. Leah is a past Art Colony director, and it will provide full tuition and cost of materials for a young Cook County artist to attend an Art Colony class of his or her choice. So the scholarship is open, a great opportunity for high school sophomores and juniors, and application can be found on our website. The deadline for it is April 15th. Really, it's the term artist in this case is loose. It's someone who's really interested in learning whatever level they're at. It's really looking at the artistic spirit and their love of the creative process.
So this might be for someone who wants to try a new medium in art,
Absolutely.
Discover something they didn't have an opportunity at the school.
Yeah, I certainly can.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very nice. So this is all in Eric's memory.
Yes.
So I'm sure the whole entire family is pretty excited about this.
Yeah, they've worked really hard to put this together.
All right. Well, a nice addition for the Art Colony.
Yeah.
And a great benefit to the kids in our community.
Absolutely.
All right. It's always nice to have, you know, you can put your name on a building, but this will have a, you know, having something in memory of Eric like this will have huge ripple effects.
Yeah, that's what we hope.
Mm-hmm. Now, along with that, Artists in Residence, that's a great program. You've always got things going on there.
Yeah, this is our fourth annual, and one of the exciting additions is that we have two residents coming this year. So Mary Bergs is an installation artist who will be working in Founders Hall, and Marty Harris is a painter, illustrator by trade, but he's a printmaker also, and he'll be in the print studio. So they will both have space to create. This is a chance for them to not work toward anything finished, but to just explore their own creative process. And there will be an open house opportunity on Saturday, March 21st from 1 to 3. And then they both will be teaching a half-day class the following Saturday, March 28th. And you can look, again, at our website for more details, but the nice thing to know is that it's really affordable. It's $15 each, and it's an opportunity to work with an established Minnesota artist.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're going to be working in their own medium. Sometimes in the past, you've had artists and residents who work outside of their normal medium, right?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah. We had Dan and Lee Ross, who worked and crossed over into the print studio, and that was their choice. You know, it's interesting. I think a lot of times it is an unwinding for the artist to think in different ways, to be out of their own studio and the space that might, their own, you know, routines might clutter their thought process.
Mm-hmm. So now they can come up here and we can be the benefactor. We can benefit from
yes.
having these artists here as they, like you said, you know, everything's a little bit more fun when you're not busy worrying about vacuuming your own floor, so to speak.
Absolutely, yeah.
So then, as we talked about, you're always busy planning, so when that future comes, it looks so effortless. Application time.
We do. We have the Arts Festival application deadline is March 13th, so that's coming up next week. And just again, a reminder, this is our 25th anniversary. So we are looking at ways of celebrating. And the biggest celebration is simply by holding the event, having artists come and do what they do best. And we're also going to be sending out a request for proposals at the end of the month for up to two artists to organize some kind of public art project in commemoration of the event.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So something more permanent?
It really is open in some ways, and we'll define a bit of it, but it could be a broad range. It could be one event that's temporary. It could be more dance-driven. It could be, you know, there's a whole range of possibilities. Mm-hmm. And so the permanent nature would have other factors included, of course, to figure out. But the biggest thing is that we have the opportunity to support two artists who could do something that would be public in nature.
Wow. So 25 years of the Grand Marais Arts Festival. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then more applications because more things are coming.
Yeah. So the plein air outdoor painting competition deadline is April 6th. And again, for both of those, more info is on our website. And you can feel free to give us a call also if you have questions.
Now, people come up here because we're known as the place of art and that they can come along. And we've had some, well, your folks have had some great tours. So has the radio station of being opportunity to see art in our community. But you flip that.
Yeah, this year, this is actually our second art excursion. A few years ago, we did an art excursion to Isle Royale. And this year, we decided that we would love to take a tour of the Twin Cities. And it started because George Morrison, who, as many of you know, grew up in Grand Portage and taught at the Art Colony, among many other places, has a retrospective exhibit at the History Center. So we wanted to frame a trip around that. We'll also see the History Center's private art collection. We'll visit the home of a Minnesota art collector and do a guided tour through the Northeast Minneapolis studio buildings. We'll do Northrop King, California, Casket, Grain Belt. So it's, yeah, April 24th through the 26th. It's a fun opportunity over essentially 2 days of activities with a group of people. And again, give us a call if you have questions and want to register.
Art is everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, classes.
We have in April several classes for youth coming up, and we will continue to program and plan youth classes throughout the summer. So if you want to just check out our Facebook page, we'll always put things on Boreal, of course, as well. And the ones coming up in April are a pewter cast jewelry class, 2D to 3D, which is a really fun going from drawing to sculpture, printmaking on fabric. And then we've got some multi-week adult classes coming up, a portraits class with Jan Attridge, pottery with Joan Farnham. We have a still life in pastel with Lisa Stauffer, and then two writing classes, one that's writing reflection class with Marcia Hyatt, and then a writing our stories class with Mary Ellen Ashcroft.
Oh, so a lot of different opportunities there, a whole variety of mediums.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Mark, what are you going to sign up for? Uh-oh, Mark's looking like, what do you mean? Well, that's retirement. I know.
That's okay. Retirement.
We're putting that on the list
I'll
with the
left. I'll put something on my bucket list.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to try my hand maybe at jewelry for some reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, well, so we'll put that on my bucket list along with LEFSA for when I retire.
Well, this is just a plug. June 11th through the 14th, we're hosting a jewelry symposium. A whole array of some free events, some very minor demo kind of events that are easy to kind of view, just an hour long demo.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So come hang out with us then.
That sounds really interesting. Then yeah, I can start planning for that retirement.
That's great.
That's right.
Dip your toes in, Mark.
Yeah.
Well, we've been speaking with Ruth Pizarro of the Grand Marais Art Colony. The Art Colony is located on West 3rd Avenue in Grand Marais, two blocks up from the harbor. More information is available online at grandmarieartcolony.org or by phone at 387-2737. Well, thanks for joining us this morning, Ruth.
Thanks so much. Always appreciate it.
Yes, we'll talk to you again soon.